We begin looking at Surah Sad. Surah Sad is the 38th Surah of the Noble Quran. Surah Sad is in the 23rd Juz of the Noble Quran. And it has some of the same objectives like many of the Makki Surahs. The Surah commences with taking an oath in the name of the miraculous Quran, which was revealed to the unlettered Nabi, which comprises of eloquent admonitions and captivating stories. He takes it out on the Quran that Allah had sent Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with truth, talks about the oneness of Allah and the polytheist rejection of this concept. The surah goes on to set forth examples of the unbelievers of Makkah and the tyrants and how they had been deviated. It then relates the stories of some of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the likes of Sayyidina Dawood and his son Sayyidina Sulaiman, Sayyidina Ayyub, Yaqub, Ismail, Dhulkif and others. The surah makes reference to the proofs of Allah's power and the oneness in the universe which we see before us, and the unique manner in which Allah had created this. Looking at the first verse, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, Sad wal Qur'ani dhikr. Sad, which is the huruf muqatta'at, it is a secret between Allah and His Messenger. Only Allah knows the meaning of it. And thereafter Allah Rabbul Izzah says, Wal Qur'an dhik, by the oath of the Qur'an, which is full of admonition. By the oath of the Qur'an, which is full of admonition. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu reports that when Abu Talib had fallen ill, the Quraysh came to him, and as did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And while they were there, the Quraysh complained to Abu Talib about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Abu Talib turned to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and asked and said, Oh my nephew, what do you want of these people? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replied and said, I only want one word from them, by virtue of which all the Arabs will become subservient to them, and all the non-Arabs will pay them jizya. And Abu Talib said, You want them to recite only this one word? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Yes, just one word, Oh my God. The one word is, La ilaha illallah. And the members of the Quraysh were sitting there. They said that, Should we believe in only one God? We have not heard of anything like this. We have fabricated this. And it is with this incident that the surah was revealed. Allah says that by the oath of the Qur'an, which is a reminder, by the oath of the Qur'an, the statement of the kuffar are false. فَلِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي عِزَّةٍ وَشِقَاقٍ These unbelievers are steeped in izzah, meaning pride, وَشِقَاق and opposition. They are steeped in tribalism and conflict with the truth. So the Qur'an, a great book, the words of Allah openly bear testimony that those people who reject the truthfulness and the risala of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the reason for doing that is not because of some shortcomings on anyone's behalf in reaching the message, reaching them, or that they haven't understood it. The fundamental reason why people reject the Quran is out of pride, ignorance, haughtiness, being obstinate in the opposition. And if they come out of this quagmire of haughtiness, they will be able to see the clear path. They will be able to see it. And if they do not want to see it, then Allah says, كَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنْ قَرْنٍ فَنَادَ وَلَا تَحِينَ مَنَاصٍ How many were the nations that we destroyed before them? These people cried out in repentance when the punishment received them, reached them. وَلَا تَحِينَ مَنَاصٍ Yet there was no escape for them. When Allah's punishment arrived, nothing could save a person. Even Tawbah is not accepted at that point. These people should be reminded, and they should remember, that it is because of this pride and this haughtiness that many of the past nations who opposed the Anbiya were destroyed. And they also fought against the Anbiya for long periods. And when the miserable hour befell them, when the punishment of Allah came upon them and encompassed them from all sides, they were overcome by anxiety and began shouting and beseeching Allah. But how could their pleas be of any avail at that time? The time of salvation had elapsed, and there was not any time to pay heed to their shouting and crying. There was no time for that at this point. They were too late. وَعَجِبُوا أَنْ جَاءَهُمْ مُنْذِرٌ مِّنْهُمْ They are surprised that a warner has come to them from amongst them. Minhum. They were surprised on two accounts. First, they were surprised that a human being should be a Nabi. The second was that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a Nabi instead of some notable personality. That was their issues. They wanted if some angel had come down from the heavens. Or, لَوْلَا نُزِلَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَىٰ رَجُلٍ مِنَ الْقَرْيَةٍ عَظِيمٍ Some notable person, some leader from the two great cities of Makkah or Taif had to be chosen. So that is what the problem really was. It wasn't with the message, but who and the circumstances under which it was revealed. وَقَالَ الْكَافِرُونَ هَذَا ساحرٌ كذاب. They simply brush it aside by saying, "Ah, he's a magician and a liar." They said this when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed them the miracles. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed them various miracles, like the splitting of the moon and other miracles, there's a list that is circulating on WhatsApp of the miracles of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In one instance, he had no shadow. In another instance, a cloud followed him. Another instance where a tree came to him, where the stones made tasbih. So when these were miracles, for them, the simple answer was, "Ah, this is just jadu. Nothing much to it. Nothing more to it." And they then themselves put forth a question which they made it look like it's something very strange. أَجَعَلَ الْآلِهَةَ إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا Has he made the worship of so many gods into just one god? Has he made all many gods into one god? Inna hadha la shay'un ujab. This is indeed something strange. The Quraysh simply followed the path of their predecessors, who worshipped many gods. And they could not understand, they could not conceive the concept of divinity and unity of Allah. And when a plausible concept contradicts a customary purpose or customary practice, people tend to become fanatical. And it was because of this that the Quraysh found Tawheed to be strange. And they said, they just then took it in very lightly. وَانْتَلَقَ الْمَلَأُ مِنْهُمْ Their superiors passed saying, Animshu, carry on. Wasbiru, remain devoted to your gods. The elders from the Quraysh advised the people to carry on their lives and not to remain in the company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam because he should not influence them. And they also added, Wasbiru ala alihatikum inna hadha la shay'u yurad. You remain steadfast on your position. This is something purposeful, meaning that Muhammad has a hidden agenda with us. He has some motive. His motive is to subjugate you. That is what they said. So they brushed it aside like that. They persisted in their evil ways. And they answered by saying, مَا سَمِعْنَا بِهَذَا فِي الْمِلَّةِ الْآخِرَةِ إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا اخْتِلَاكِ We have not heard about this in other creeds. So this is something that has been conjectured. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas mentioned that they referred to the Christian faith in the verse that was the divine or the last divine religion at that time, which the Christians had adulterated and corrupted. And the Quraysh, based on what they heard from the Christians, they asked Christians, do you know anything about this? And they said, no, we don't know nothing. And they said, now this is something that has been fabricated and conjectured. There's no basis to it. And the Quraysh also went on to say that, أُنزِلَ عَلَيْ ذِكْرُ مِنْ بَيْنِنَا. This Tawheed is merely some fabrication. It is some fabrication from amongst us. بَلُمْ فِي شَكِّ مِنْ ذِكْرِ. Allah says that, what has the admonition been sent down to Him alone from all of us? No such thing. This was another objection that they made. Why was it to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Why not to everyone? بَلْ لَمَّا يَذُقُ عَذَابُ. Allah says that they have not yet tasted my punishment. When they taste my punishment, then they will come to their senses. When they taste my punishment, they will realize what is the true perspective in this regard, and that is when they will come to their senses and they will submit. But at that point, it will be too late. It will be entirely too late, and they need to understand that now is the time. There is no time better than now. So in these opening verses of Surah As-Sad, the 38th Surah of the Noble Quran, basically Allah speaks about the Quran and oneness of Allah, rejection of the polytheists, the mushrikeen, and that the excessive amazement at Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam inviting them to Tawheed, they found it strange, which they conjectured. That brings us up to verse number 8 of Surah Sad.